Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking news.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for
what's the breaking news?
The breaking news. I'm getting ready to share it with you. We thank God for one of the students that came to me and shared about the paper that they turned in. And I said at that point, I think it's all over. You know, the time is up. But breaking news is that God had mercy on y'all. And I want to be just like my father. If you want to redo or complete your paper, you haven't turned it in yet, you got until 6 p.m. on Saturday to do either or. Either to redo your paper or to finish your paper and to get it to us, because I got to have time to check it. So it must be, it must arrive here at 6 p.m., by 6 p.m. on this Saturday. That's the breaking news. I ought to hear at least one or two amens.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the second thing that I want to share with you is that I will give out no grades until Sunday. I will post grades on Sunday. In order for your grade to be posted, for you to know what your grades are, because you're actually going to get three grades, because you actually did three courses in one. You didn't even realize it. Hallelujah. You're going to get three grades. And in order to get that, you're going to have to call Pastor Peaches. 443-416-1201, and give up the last four numbers of your social. Not your social, not your whole number, the last four numbers, because that's how it's going to be posted. The last four numbers of your social security number. You're going to have to give that to Pastor Peaches, and she will record that, so that when you see the posted grades, which will be posted just outside of the sanctuary on Sunday, you can see your grade. Now, everyone understand what I'm saying. If you do not call Pastor Peaches and give her the last four numbers of your social, when you look at the posted grades, your grades won't be up there. And the earliest that you can hear about your grades is on Monday between 2 and 4. I'll tell it to you when you call me. But I suggest you call Pastor Peaches and give her, again, the last four numbers of your Social Security number. Don't give her any other numbers, just four numbers. Four, F-O-U-R, four, okay? The last four, okay? Is that all right?
Excuse me, Pastor Bird. Can I call her after the Bible class?
Yes, that's what I want you to do. Call her after Bible. Don't call her before the Bible class, because she's in the class with us. Call her after the Bible class.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, after.
Yes, after, yes. And who's this? Sister Angie, is that correct? And we're going to have to really remember to say our names first before we talk, because the next class is going to be, it will probably be more than the number that we had now, and we don't want a whole lot of confusion. So you must say your name and then begin to speak. Once we acknowledge, okay, Sister Angie or Minister Linda or Deacon AJ or Brother Harry or Brother William.
Okay.
Also, guess what? You don't have to call her. You can text the number to her. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. You can text the number to her. Again, don't you dare text all your Social Security number. That's your number. But the last four numbers, that's what we want. Okay? And that goes on your record. So we can tell who you are from Joe Blow and Sister Susie. Everybody understands that?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, if somebody's not here, because you notice that we don't do roll call. Regular Bible study is voluntary, and we don't do roll call, but you still might miss something. But when we have class, we do roll call. Okay, now, if that's understood, I have some more good news. Breaking news for y'all. Want some breaking news?
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going
yes,
to give you a perfect example of a term paper. Number one, a term paper is an essay, and an essay is a story. So you got to understand that it's a story you're telling. That's your term paper. It's an essay. It's a story, a term paper. There are two words, one word, and then there's a phrase that you're going to have to understand and differentiate between the two. The first word, I'm going to spell it for you. It's called thesis. T-H-E-S-I-S. Thesis. T-H-E-S-I-S. Now, that is a paper that's done by somebody's doing a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. They do a thesis, their bachelor's thesis or their master's thesis. Something similar when you go for your doctorate is called a dissertation. So it's a little different. But that's the first thing. So a thesis doesn't involve y'all, okay? That's for people going for their bachelor's or master's. The other, the statement that you got to understand or the phrase that you must understand is a thesis statement. That's totally different. That's the salient or the important part of a topic. A thesis statement is the important part of a topic or the what they call the salient, which means important part. It's the principal part of a topic. I'm going to give you an example of a topic to write a thesis, excuse me, to write a term paper, okay? Here's the topic. Moses took his staff and touched the water, and the water parted. Why, period. Why did God open the Red Sea? Now, the whole topic, I shared that, but the thesis statement is, why did God open the Red Sea? So in your paper, in your introductory paragraph, you should be answering, why did God open the Red Sea? Because that's the thesis statement. That's the point you're trying to address. Why did God open the Red Sea? Now, I'm going to give you an equation or how you do a paper from introduction, middle, and your summary or conclusion. The introduction is 1 plus 3. Repeat after me. 1 plus 3.
1 plus 3.
That's the introduction. I'll explain that better later on, but you need to write that down. 1 plus 3.
1 plus
3. The middle. which is the content, which is details, is 3. First, second, and third, or first, second, and last. You don't put numbers in your paper like that. 1, this was a 2, you do first, comma, and then share. Second, comma, and then share stuff. Third, comma, you share. Then your conclusion or your summary is 1 plus 3. So again, introductory paragraph, 1 plus 3. I'll explain it in a minute. Your middle could be 3 paragraphs, but it's 3. First, second, and third. And then your last paragraph or your conclusion or summary is 1 plus 3 again. In other words, you do what you did in the introduction. Okay. Listen to me very carefully. The introductory statement or a paragraph. God opened up the Red Sea for 3 very important reasons. That's it. That tells you what you're talking about. And period. First, he wanted to get his people on the other side. You laugh at that. Second, he wanted to rescue his people from the Egyptians. And third, or you can do finally, whichever one fits your comfort zone there. Third, he wanted to show his power and authority to save his people in a crisis, period. That's the whole first paragraph. That's the introduction. You didn't go any details. You just told them what you're going to talk about. So that's it. Again, that's 1 plus 3, 3 reasons. Now, I just said 3 reasons because you could do 2 reasons, whatever, or 4 reasons. But I'm trying to give you something to work with. I use this through my undergraduate and graduate school, and it worked beautifully. I didn't get less than an A on all of my papers. I majored in history. So you can imagine, I think one semester I had 4 history courses at one time. Jesus. But anyway, I digress. Okay. In the middle, or what we call the content, the details. First, God wanted to get his people on the other side of the Red Sea. And then you go and expound upon that. He wanted them to walk across on dry land. You can put a scripture in there. He wanted them to be right in line to go to the promised land. You know, whatever the details you want to put in there. And that was the first one. Are y'all following me at this point? Any questions as I go along? And I can stop and share this with you. Y'all following me now? Because sometimes, I say in 25 words what most people say in 5. So I might lose somebody in the sauce. So y'all follow me. Okay, that's the end of the first, of the second paragraph, because this is the first of the middle part. The first paragraph is the introduction. We talked about that. The second paragraph is the first thing, and you give some details. And at the end of that, you give scripture. and how you put scriptures in a paper. You write out, you don't abbreviate them. And you don't write the word chapter. All you do is put the scripture. Put the number. You don't write the number out. You put the number. Say, for instance, if it's Galatians 5:22-23, what you do, Galatians 5, colon. Colon is two dots on top, one on top of another. Colon, and then you put 22, no spaces, 22-23. That's how you write your scriptures in a paper, an essay, or in a writing, you're telling a story. And you can put period behind that. You can put a comma in front of the scripture that you're putting to emphasize what you just said, and then put a period behind it. Any questions so far?
No.
Is anybody awake?
No.
Okay, you still awake? Okay. Y'all understand that? Okay.
Yes.
Number two, the third paragraph
Brother Harry was saying something.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Brother Harry.
Yes, I was asking you to repeat the little part again about the you just speak about the colon and then the number.
Okay. Yes, the name of the book. And then you put the chapter, and you don't write the word chapter. You just put chapter. The example I gave is Galatians 5:22-23. You put Galatians 5:22- whatever you want to call it, 23.
Yes.
Period.
Okay.
That's how you write the scripture when you're writing a paper, an essay, or even in a story. The name of the book, the actual chapter, you don't write the word chapter, you just put chapter, colon, not a semicolon, colon, and the verses. Whether it's just one verse, you put the one verse and put a period, or if it's more than one verse, you put like this example, 22-23, period, which means 22 through 23. Does that answer your question, Brother Harry?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Anybody else? That was a good question, Brother Harry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are y'all getting that? Everybody's getting that?
Yes.
Deacon AJ, did you get that? Is Deacon AJ on the line?
Yes.
Did she hear what I just said? Can y'all hear me well?
Yes.
I heard
you.
Oh, okay, great. All right, thank the Lord. Okay. All right. So, the next paragraph is your two, or second. We say second comma, because I don't want to see somebody putting a two or three in period and whatever. It's second comma, okay? The second reason that God opened up the Red Sea is to save his people from the Egyptians, whatever I said earlier. Whatever it was, whatever you said in your introduction, you repeat that. And you go into detail. Pharaoh at first decided to let God's people go. But then he hardened his heart, and he decided he'd lose all his slaves. So he wanted them either back in Egypt or he wanted to kill them. See, that's putting the details to what you said in the first paragraph in the introduction. Do you understand that? Okay. Okay. Then, three would be finally or third, comma, this is in the next paragraph. God opened the Red Sea because he wanted to show his power and authority to save in his people in a crisis. Or whatever I said in first. In other words, in the first introduction paragraph, you say what you're going to say. You don't give the details. You give some general. These are three things I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to give them details. So that's three plus one. There's one plus three in the first paragraph. Now, I'm giving this to you. Now, understand this very well. It don't have to be one plus three. It can be one plus two or one plus four. I'm just using this as an example. Is that all right?
Yes.
In other words, if you decide I only have two reasons why what I'm saying, that's fine, but you got to have more than one. So I did the one plus three. Okay. And in this last one, I said third or finally lastly, whatever you want to do as far as your content. Lastly, God opened up the Red Sea because he wanted to show his power and authority to save his people in a crisis. You say the same thing you said in the introduction. They're the same three things. You say the same thing. In other words, introduction, you say what you're going to say. In the middle, or the content, you say what you said you're going to say, you give details. And then the conclusion, you say what you said you're going to say. In other words, you repeat your introduction. Okay. But anyway, this third comma, God opened up the Red Sea because he wanted to show his power and authority to save his people in a crisis. And you could throw some scriptures in there about how he saves, how God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all. You can do a whole lot of stuff. Work that out. So you're talking about his power and authority. God is sovereign. He spoke the world into being. He has the power to do such and such. Psalms 115, verse 16 says the world is his. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all that kind of stuff. So you can do a whole lot of stuff, and then you put the scriptures. And again, the scriptures, when you write the scriptures, you put the name of the scripture. You don't abbreviate the name of the scripture. You put the name, excuse me, you don't abbreviate the book. You put the name of, you write the name of the scripture. And if you're not sure of the spelling, go look at your Bible. And then the chapter. You don't write the word chapter out. You put, if it's chapter 5, you put 5 colon and whatever verses. Okay. Then you finish with, you got 3 paragraphs in the middle. And then you got your last paragraph, which is your conclusion. And you can say, in conclusion, God opened up the Red Sea for 3 important reasons. Blah, 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 blah. And guess what? You finish and you got 5 paragraphs. Now, you can have more than that because you don't want a paragraph too long because the person that's reading it might fall asleep reading it. Nobody laughed. You know, y'all are either asleep or you're not paying attention.
You're right.
Oh, it wasn't funny. Okay. I heard that other one. Somebody said it wasn't funny.
They're taking notes.
Oh, they're taking notes. Oh, okay. All right. They had time to laugh. Okay. So the shortest paper should have five paragraphs. Your introduction paragraph could be 1, 2, 3, probably 3 or 4 sentences. That's all. The meat of your paper should be in the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. Those 3 paragraphs in the middle, and then your last paragraph, the conclusion, should be just like the first. In fact, if you copy what you said in the introduction, it won't be bad. Because in the introduction, you say what you're going to say. In the middle or the meat or the content, you say what you said you're going to say, and you give details. And at the conclusion, you say what you said you were going to say. Okay. Is that clear to everybody? Don't get off this phone with no clarity, with the clarity not being there, with the understanding not being there. I wanted to share this with you because this is not going to be the first paper or the last paper you write. Yes, someone said something.
Yes, the middle again, you say what you want to say.
Okay, you notice that the introduction is 1 plus 3.
Yes.
That means the title, you know, your thesis statement and 3 reasons why you're saying what you said about the thesis statement and whether, you know, support. And then those 3 reasons that you give should be, you should make a paragraph for each of them. The first, and when you start your middle, the first, this is the first reason, and the first reason why, using my example, God opened up the Red Sea is that he had plans for his people to enter the promised land, and they needed to have crossed that river to be in line to go there. And you can throw a scripture in there as to about the promised land. Whatever, you understand what I'm saying? You could, you know, in other words, make details and add to that, okay? And that's your first paragraph after your introduction.
Okay.
Again, your second paragraph, and you can say, instead of putting a comma, you can say, the second reason why God opened up the Red Sea was that he wanted to save his people from the Egyptians. And then, period. The Pharaoh was a fickle guy. You can say that. This is your essay.
Yes.
He let the people go, and then afterwards decided, no, because we're going to give up all our slaves, and then we're going to have to do the work. So he decided to go and bring them back or kill them. You know how some people say, if I can't have you, nobody else will either.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wonder if I got to rise out of it. Some men say that about a woman. If I can't have you, ain't nobody else going to have you either. But anyway, I digress. But you can write, you know, be detailed. And you know the story of Pharaoh and all that kind of stuff, what he was trying to do and how he got drowned in the Red Sea and he tried to catch him.
Power off.
He tried to catch him and he was, the boys were halfway in there and God, Moses, I guess, touched the water again. I'm not sure if he touched the water again or tapped his staff on the ground or whatever, and the waters that came and Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Harry, I know you remember that song. Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Oh, Mary, don't you. Well, anyway. I couldn't help myself, y'all. Anyway. So, look here. So, you write that stuff. That's what you do. Detail. Y'all know the story. When y'all was 5 and a half years old and in Sunday school, somebody told you about Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Y'all know that story backwards and forward. In fact, you could probably tell it in your sleep. Now, you write that stuff. And get the scripture, glory to God. Go to Exodus and some of them other scriptures that relate the same story. Come on now, get those scriptures. That's why they call it Bible study. Yes, Lord, get to your Bible, y'all. Hallelujah. And you can, look here, you can even go to the Message Bible or you can go to the Amplified Bible, NIV, and see what they say and how they say it in there. Yeah. And get some ideas of how to write that up. And then your third contact paragraph would be what was that? Oh, that's it. The third reason why God opened up the Red Sea was that He wanted to show His power and authority to save His people in a crisis. And then you could go down all, you can get down a lot of scriptures about crisis. You could even throw in there, I remember when, glory to God, when I had a crisis, hallelujah, and I was this, that, and other. But God, because it's your paper. Whose paper is this thing?
It's your
paper, is that right?
Yes.
So you can make it yours. Put yourself in there.
Right.
And then the conclusion. The conclusion is almost the easiest thing to do because you just say what you said you're going to say. In other words, repeat what you said in the introduction.
Okay.
Now, Brother Harry, did that answer your question about the middle?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it did.
Any more questions about writing? See, we do it simple. We keep it simple. If you keep it simple, it's going to be all right. Introduction, 1 plus 3, or 1 plus 2, or 1 plus 4, whatever you decide the reasons why you're going to say what you're going to say. The thesis statement is the main point of the topic, the declarative statement of the topic. Again, my example, Moses took his staff and touched the water, and it parted, period. God. Why did God open up the Red Sea? The question. The thesis statement is why did God open up the Red Sea? The important point, the major declarative statement, the point that the topic wants to make is that God opened up the Red Sea. So if I said, Jacob battled with an angel all night long, and he said, I won't let you go till you bless me. What would be the thesis statement there? The most important factor is that he wasn't going to let the angel go until he got blessed. That's a thesis statement. Why did Jacob say, I won't let you go till you bless me. That's a thesis statement. Not he wrestled with the angel all night long.
No.
But the thesis statement, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. The question, why did Jacob say, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me? That's the thesis statement. That may not be the best example, but that's an example.
Yes.
Somebody give me a topic, and I'm going to tell you the thesis statement of that topic. Give me a topic, somebody.
Why is so much evil in the world?
Okay. That's the thesis statement. Because I think the first part of that, if God is so good, why is there so much evil in the world? The thesis statement is, why is there so much evil in the world? You didn't have to write the other stuff. The thesis statement is the salient point. Salient means the very important point.
Mm-hmm.
Salient. S-A-L-I-E-N-T. Salient. Is that how you spell that, somebody?
So, how did you spell it?
S-A-L-I-E-N-T. Salient. Hey, Siri, how do you spell salient?
Salient. S-A-L-I-E-N-T.
My. My spelling has picked up. S-A-L-I-E-N-T. Hey, Siri, what's the meaning of the word salient?
As an adjective, salient means most noticeable or important. Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
Adjective, it means of an angle pointing outward.
Okay, forget that one. Hey, Siri, what is the meaning of the word salient?
As an adjective, salient means most noticeable or important.
Okay.
The next one?
No. Most important or noticeable.
As an adjective, salient means most noticeable or important.
I heard you.
Next one?
No. No means no. Oh, excuse me. I had to talk to a Siri for a moment. Nobody's laughing. I don't understand that. Okay. But that's a new word. Y'all will write that down. You may see it again.
I need you to spell it again. This is hard. Will you spell it
okay.
again?
All right. S-A-L. I-E-N-T. S as in Sam, A as in Apple, L as in Lima, I as in Isaac, E as in Earl, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom.
Yes, thank you.
Got
You're
it.
Welcome.
All right. Mean most important or something of another
Most
word.
Notable.
Most, okay. Most notable.
Most I important, agree. Most notable point. So sometimes a topic is two sentences long. Sometimes it might be three. You don't want to write that whole thing when you're dealing with your introductory paragraph. You want to write the salient point, the most important or noticeable point.
That's a bird.
Yeah. Who's calling?
Peaches. Is that one of the words you want in their vocabulary composition notebook?
Yes, but I didn't tell anybody about that yet. But that's one that those that have gotten their packages already. You saw three books in your package,
mm-hmm.
not two, because you're dealing with three classes. You actually dealt with three classes this time. And all three at the same time. I'm going to tell you what you dealt with. You dealt with growing towards spiritual maturity, of course. You dealt with know your Bible, and you dealt with vocabulary development. See, you're in an institute of high learning, and your vocabulary is going to reflect that. So one of your composition notebooks that you get for the new semester is going to be put just for your vocabulary that you learn, and you're going to learn some good vocabulary words.
Yeah.
And okay. We're going to teach you how to use the strong concordance. Concordance, you see a little concordance at the back of many Bibles. The Strong's mm-hmm. is the grandpa of concordance. Because you got the concordance, and then you got the Hebrew for the Old Testament and the Greek for the New Testament. And we're going to show you and tell you how to use that Strong's concordance, because it'll give insight to the meanings of words and places and things, et cetera. But anyway, so that's all good. Okay, so we understand about any questions about the term paper?
Nope.
And by the way, y'all are blessed.
Can you make Pastor Bird?
Yes.
Can you make that announcement again? Because I think some more have come on since you made that announcement when it was extending the time.
Okay. Those who have term papers that they turned in and they weren't satisfied with them, or people who have not turned in their term papers, you got until 6 p.m. on Saturday to do so. After that time, I will not be accepting any term papers because they're going to be posting grades on Sunday. And you must text to Pastor Peaches the last four numbers of your social in order for your grades to be posted on Sunday. They will be posted outside of the sanctuary. Don't call me, ask your grade. I ain't giving it to you. It will be posted on outside of the sanctuary. Now, after Sunday, you can then call me from 2 to 4, and get your grades. You will get grades for three classes. So y'all did three classes in one. The new semester, you're going to do two classes in one and then one by itself. But you did Going Towards Spiritual Maturity, Know Your Bible, and Vocabulary Development. If you look at some of the tests or the quiz and the home assignment, you saw a word that you needed to look up and understand the meaning, and you saw in your final. It's the same thing. We're going to do something that, but it's going to even be more so, because this is Institute of Biblical Learning, and your vocabulary will change. Your perception and your perspective will change. Your understanding of the Word of God will change. Your knowledge about God and your knowing God will be heightened and changed because of what you're going to learn. I encourage y'all. It's going to be important for y'all to sign up quickly, because I put it this way, there's a limited number that I will have. There's some people that will be are signing up for the class that weren't in the first semester. So we need to make sure that you got a spot if you want to go further. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, any questions?
No.
Okay. No questions concerning the paper. Okay. How to do the paper, how to perform the paper, how to, you know. And I do suggest that you check your paper from front to back before you turn it in, the cover sheet and cover page and everything else before you turn it in, okay? And make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. The key word when you go to school, it's a T word. A T is in Thomas. It's called thorough. Thorough means you double check.
Mm-hmm.
Double check. All right. Also, again, when we don't have, when we're not in class, and the first class for the new semester begins October 4. Until then, it's regular Bible study. So we will be having Bible study every week until that time. Now, all minds are clear about the school and the paper and any assignments that have not been turned in. Everything must be received. There is no more grace. I done gave you grace upon grace upon grace. I done gave you mercy. And 6 p.m. on Saturday is the right. ultimate deadline for receiving anything that has not been turned in. Because I have to have time to check it. Because grades will go up on Sunday. And if you don't text or call Pastor Peaches, the last four numbers of your social, not your whole social, we don't want that. The last four numbers of your social, text it to Pastor Peaches. Your grades will be seen. There will be three grades. You will get a grade for each of those classes that I mentioned. All minds are clear on that?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I need to ask y'all a question. What happened in 1611? Does anybody know?
What happened in 1611? I don't know. What happened?
I give you a hint. Authorized.
King James Version Bible was authorized.
Praise God. Who is that talking?
Authorized. This is Linda.
Who is that talking?
Linda Blackwell.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing. Okay, that's absolutely correct. The King James Version Bible.
It's
printed in 1611. That's very important to remember. And remember this. It's the only version of the Bible that's called the Authorized King James Version. And God, I believe, he authorized that. It was double authorized. Okay. I just wanted to know if y'all knew that. Is there any question, Bible question, that you'd like to ask? I want to share this with you. I may not know the answer. There may be somebody else on the call that knows the answer. But I know who knows the answer, because life and this Bible study, like life, is an open book test. Glory to God. So anybody have a question about the Bible or any Bible principle or any thought that they want to share, any question at all?
Oh.
Nobody. Can I ask a question? Why is there air? You don't have to answer that. God created it. That's why it's there. But anyway, nobody has a question. Oh, Somebody just got choked up on that one. Hallelujah.
Sister Angie got a question.
Oh, well, Sister Angie, go ahead.
I just want to repeat what you said. What's the 1611? It's the King James Version. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. King James was the king of, you know, King James the First.
King James the First.
Of England. And that was the first publishing of the authorized King James Version of the Bible.
Okay.
And before King James became King of England, he was James the Sixth of Scotland. But Elizabeth the First, who reigned for about 44 years, passed away, and he was next in line to be king of England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales and all those other places. So King James was a scholar, a poet, a writer. Now some say he dabbled in doing I don't know, I think I heard someone say inventions. I don't know that for that, but I know he wrote poetry and he wrote a lot of things. And he was not comfortable the Bibles that were there were about, I guess, about 50 different versions of the Bible at the time. There was the Bishop's Bible, the Geneva Bible, the Matthew's Bible, the Great Bible. There were a bunch of different Bibles, but they all had flaws. And one of the things is that most of them did not use the original text to translate. They did not use the Hebrew for the Old Testament and the Greek for the New. And those that did, there were so many glaring mistakes. Like one scripture talks about how you put your bread upon the water, and many days it'll come back to you. Well, in one Bible it said you put your bread on somebody's face, and blah, 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 blah. I don't remember the rest of it. But it was definitely not what, glory to God, the Word of God said, the Hebrew said. There were so many flaws and problems. You had the Pope's Bible or the Bishop's Bible, and the Bishop's Bible lauded, the papacy. And that's the Pope, and the Pope was considered, what he said was above what the Bible said. Then you had the Geneva Bible. Those are folks like the Puritans, and Geneva, Switzerland, and they did a Bible. But every place that they had king, instead of putting the word king, they put tyrant. So, you know, that was not acceptable. But the King James Version Bible, that was the one, that number one, was put, attempts were put to be put into English. Because all those other Bibles were in other languages. They were mostly in Latin. Nobody spoke Hebrew or Greek in England, so they did everything in Latin, and that was from the Pope. You know, they did it because they wanted to keep the truth away from away from the masses. Because if the masses knew what was really supposed to be in the Word, they wouldn't have paid money to have their deceased loved ones to leave from purgatory and go to heaven. They wouldn't paid money to have their sins forgiven. They call that indulgences. And I'll put it this way. The King James Version Bible, I've said this several times, and I sort of get kind of moved when I share this, that the pages, every page of the King James Version Bible, not the New King James, not talking about that, or the NIV, or the Amplified, or the New Amplified, or the New NIV, or the New Standard, or the Living Bible, none of that. The King James Version Bible, every page was soaked in the blood of martyrs. People were killed. Just, and I said this several times, just because they were trying to teach their children the 23rd Psalms in English. They were burnt at the stakes.
Excuse me, you said soaked in the blood of what?
Martyrs. Martyr, like a martyr. Martyr.
Martyr.
A martyr. Yeah, somebody pronounce that right for me.
Martyr.
A martyr. Hey, Siri, how do you spell martyr?
Martyr? M-A-R-T-Y-R.
M-A-R-T-Y-R. Martyr. I don't know how to know. Anyway, praise the Lord. Hey, Siri, what's a martyr?
In classical physics and general chemistry, matter is any substance
I said, hey Siri. Hey Siri. What's a motto?
A motto is the general motivation.
Hey Siri.
Motto.
What's a motto?
Here's an answer from Wikipedia.
Okay. Yeah, y'all need to answer. I can't even say it. My tongue don't turn that way.
Okay.
Anyway, a motto is someone that gives their life for a cause. And many, many. Queen Mary of England, not to get confused with Queen Mary of Scotland, who was King James VI's mother. This is another Mary. This is Queen Mary of England, was called, known as Bloody Mary, because she killed over 300 Christians. Burnt them at the stake, or somehow got rid of them, because they didn't want to follow the Pope and the papacy. They were part of the Protestant Reformation, and we're going to be talking about that later on. But hallelujah, it's important for you to understand. We reverence the King James Version Bible. It's not the only one that we can refer to, but at the bottom line, when I say read something from the Bible, I will say the Message Bible or the Amplified if I'm talking about them. But if I say read such and such from the Bible, I'm talking about the King James Version. All right? Hallelujah. And right now, anybody got a verse from the King James Version Bible they want to read right now? Yeah, I'm talking too much. I need to hear somebody else say something. Is that a question?
Linda?
Yes.
No, you said,
Minister Linda.
No, I was just going to read a Bible verse.
Go ahead. Yes.
I was asking.
I'm not mine. Go ahead, Harry. I'm sorry.
I was asking the question, how did you spell the word martyr that you were speaking of?
A martyr? Okay, yeah. Now my Siri said it was M-A-R-T-Y-R.
M-T-Y-R.
Y'all can check that. Somebody can check that. But I can't, you know, some words we can say pretty good, well, in some words we can. For some reason, I can't say martyr.
Sorry.
M-A-R-T-Y-R.
What is it now?
M-A-R-T-Y-R.
Yes, what I thought. That's what I said.
Okay.
M-A-R-T-Y-R?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
someone who gives his life
for a cause, for any cause, not just for the Bible, but any cause. They call it a martyr.
Okay, for any cause.
Okay, Minister Linda. And I have to remind everybody, there's a seven-second delay, so a lot of people, when you start talking and somebody else will start talking because they don't hear enough, they don't hear anything, it's because there's the delay. But anyway, Minister Linda, go ahead and read the scripture.
Please. I just wanted to read Hosea 4 and 6. Huh? My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. They don't want to learn. They reject it. And that's in Hosea because it's given.
Mm-hmm.
It's been written and given and emphasized for hundreds and thousands of years. So, you know, it's just a thing that I found when I was writing my paper.
Wonderful.
You know?
Well, that's a good scripture. You know what? Thank you so much. And I want to share this with you, too. I think it was one of the topics for the paper. So, what are the consequences for a Christian who doesn't put up the effort to grow spiritually? I think that was a topic, maybe a paper or extra credit or something. I remember that being someplace. I think that might have been an extra credit for the final. What is the consequence for Christians who don't put up the effort to grow spiritually? And we can almost answer that question. Somebody tell me, what's the consequences of a Christian not putting up the effort to grow spiritually? Somebody help me with that.
There's a death.
He won't grow. He won't grow if he doesn't put up the effort. He won't grow spiritually.
Okay, but when you say he won't grow spiritually, what does that mean?
To me, when you don't grow spiritually, you don't know the Bible, you don't understand suffering, you don't understand what it is to be a Christian.
Very good, very good. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to see a game show. They call it Truth or Consequences. That sounds like a good title for a message, too. Seek the truth.
Yeah.
Or deal with the consequences. Consequence.
Yeah.
You have to, something that happened to you.
Yes.
Anybody else want to chime in on that? What are some of the consequences of not putting up the effort to grow spiritually?
You don't mature in the faith. You become stunted. According to Sunday's message, you stay in the you aren't in the God zone.
Yeah, you're in a dead zone or your comfort zone.
Yeah. You become complacent.
Yes. Good. Anybody else? Very
you
good. Thank you.
You get comfortable.
Uh huh.
No growth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I don't think it gives you. When you don't speak and grow and learn, it allows you to be gullible to anything.
Mm.
When you don't know for yourself, it opens you to gullibility.
Mm.
It opens you to anything and anyone. So if you don't know for yourself,
amen.
Study and learn.
Good word. Good word.
To follow anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
This is speaking. And you won't become that changed man or that changed woman, that godly man, that godly woman, that the your inner.
Great. All right, that's great. You know,
yeah.
I tell you, it tickled me a little bit to deal with those four zones, because I was on a mobility bus, and I was talking about the four zones, and folk was trying to write stuff down, because they understood it. Twilight zone. The dead zone, ain't nothing going on. The comfort zone, you're powered by fear. And then the God zone, oh my goodness. All of us should be living in the God zone. Is it tenuous? Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
That's the God zone, y'all.
Amen.
That's the God zone.
Amen.
And so, you know,
yeah.
It's one of those things. And see, you can have, this is why we got to be careful what we say. Because the God zone, we got to be talk the right talk. What is that?
Right.
Ephesians 4, what is that? Ephesians 4:29. Anybody got a Bible handy?
Yeah.
Ephesians 4:29. If somebody can look up Ephesians 4:29 real quick. I don't know how much time we got left. Oh, we got a little bit of time. Ephesians 4:29.
Sister Angie.
All right, Sister Angie, go ahead.
Let no corrupted communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying.
Edifying, yes.
Uh-huh. It may minister grace until the hears.
Praise God.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Oh, no, you don't have to read 30. That's 29
okay.
Was good. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, what is the meaning of the word corrupt?
As an adjective, corrupt means having or showing a willingness to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
As an adjective, it means of a text or a computer database or program made unreliable by errors or alterations. Want to hear the next one?
No, that's a no. Okay. Holly, corrupt error communication, stuff that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Fear ain't right. Depression ain't right. Hatred ain't right. Excuse me for using ain't, y'all. Just you know, so no corrupt communication. You got to say good stuff so it can edify the hearer. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you hear what you're saying? So
yes.
If the answer is yes, then it's talking about edifying yourself, too. Edify means to build yourself up, to build up, to strengthen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what edify means.
Yep.
So it's important to put in the effort to grow spiritually. Because if you don't, there are going to be consequences. You got a choice, either truth or consequences. Y'all remember that game?
Yeah.
Truth or consequences. That sounds like a title of a message coming up soon.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's something to laugh about.
All right. Anyone have another question? Or was that question on a title of one of the possible term papers that you wanted to get more information about? Or or something in the final, those list of extra credit titles. Well, I meant topics in the extra credit. All right. Well, what can I say? Anybody know the seven pillars of wisdom? I guess y'all do know that. I need to leave that alone then. Because all of y'all know the seven pillars of wisdom.
But the kids do. I do.
I know Sister Angie does. Anybody else other than Sister Angie know the seven pillars of wisdom? Because, see, it'd be good to put in the effort to learn the seven pillars of wisdom so you can stand. So your house, your spiritual house.
Can I read it?
And if it, you don't have to do it. No.
Okay.
I just wanted somebody else because I know you know it because you've given it to us about 2-3 times. But anyway, I just wanted to discuss that. Any other thing that y'all want to discuss? Because if not, I'm gonna. Pastor Peaches, do you have anything you want to share with the group?
No, sir.
Deacon AJ, anything you want to share with the group? Wake Sister AJ up here. Only joking. Minister Linda, anything you want to share?
No. I just want to share that everyone just trust and believe that which God has given them. Right on that which is approved of God. It's already in your spirit. Just put it on paper. And our bishop has given us a way to do it, and just follow suit. Just follow that which is in your heart before God. And he's God. He gives you everything you stand in need of. And just trust that which you have, your own spirit, and get those papers in. I'm talking to myself for this.
That's all right. Sometimes we got to talk to ourselves, encourage ourselves, edify ourselves. Come on now. We got to do it all. Hallelujah.
Yeah, so I got it, God. It's just that I just wanted to critique it. And so it's a process. Thank you so very much for being
Thank
here
you.
For it.
Thank you for sharing.
My brothers and sisters, you know, put forth your best efforts. It's worth the journey. It's worth the completion of things. Finish what you start. It's a good thing, okay? Don't leave it hanging.
Hallelujah.
You can do this.
Amen. Thank you so much. May signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow what you share. And I want to share something with you. Usually when we do a new thing, you got 2 weeks because the adrenaline kicks in for something new. After 2 weeks, it gets to be work. You got to put up effort. So now it's effort time. Because God not only wants you to grow, but he wants you to glow. You say glow? Yes. Matthew 5, somewhere down there it talks about we're supposed to have a light and let it shine. So if we don't grow, we ain't going to glow. If we don't glow, we're putting a light. And what is that? Behind a bush, and nobody can see it, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta grow and we gotta glow, and God, and in a few minutes we gotta go. But anyway, I'm a poet and didn't know it. I got a laugh or two. I don't believe it. Praise the Lord. That's the ammunition. Hallelujah. But we thank God. You know, for what he's done. I thank God for all of you, everyone that was in the class. God bless you. Special blessing for everyone that was in the class, every family that was represented, Carl and William. Is William here?
I thought I heard him.
All right. Well, anyway, I know I heard Brother Harry and Deacon AJ and Pastor Peaches and Minister Linda and Sister Angie. I thank God for all of you that were in the class, and I hope y'all do sign up for the next one, because I don't want you to stop here, because God got so much more for us. And again, remember this, you got to text Pastor Peaches the last four numbers of your social so that we can post the grade on Sunday. We can post whatever numbers we got, we're going to post them. And you got three grades coming, each of you. And that's a blessing.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you say, well, three grades. Yeah, you took three classes, didn't even know it. So, guys, I think I'm getting ready to dismiss if there's anybody. Any question? Or if the next Tuesday we will have Bible study. Yes, Brother Harry, I heard
I want to know if my assignment that I got back that was given to me Sunday before last, did I leave it there at the house? I know I asked it several times because I just don't understand where it could be. Did I set it down somewhere else? You know,
I don't know. I know they checked up. They checked in the sanctuary and in the fellowship hall. I don't know where it could be. It may be in with. Did you have a bag or something else with you on Sunday?
I got what I had with me was a notebook, and I had that. And when I got a paper that the lady, that the minister Cuba gave us, I got that. Just the notebook that I had and the paper that.
Okay, let me share with you. We gave someone something one day. It was actually a prize for something. I've forgotten what it was. But it was actually a card, a gift card. And it was inside another card. And they drove all the way home, and they, you know, got out of the car, locked the car up, and went in the house. And next morning, it was a Saturday, they came out, and they were getting ready to get in their car, and they saw something in the gutter near the door of the car. And they picked it up. It was a gift card to, what's that place called? Mom's or something?
Mom's.
And they were getting ready to go to Mom's. And they said, oh, this is a gift card for Mom's. Oh, I'm getting ready to go. I wonder if there's any money's on it. It was their card that fell out of the, they went there and blah, 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 and got stuff. And people checked the card. Said, oh, yeah, you got money on it. You got, I don't know, it was $35 or $25, something like that on there. And it came back, and later on in the conversation, I asked her, were you able to use the card? And he said, what card? And I said, we gave you a card to Mom's. And he said, oh, my goodness, that's what I found in the car. I must have dropped it when I got out of the car. Now, see, I'm a preacher of Brother Harry. So preachers say 25 words, but most normal people say 5. So what I should have said, did you check on the ground near your car?
I checked
everywhere. That's what I should have said. But, you know, I just couldn't say that. I had to tell a story. Is that all right?
Yeah, it was all right.
Lord, help us today. Please pray for Brother Bird. Can y'all do that for me?
Help, Lord.
All right.
Help,
look around your block. It's kind of, that's been 2 weeks.
I'm talking about 2 weeks.
It might have dropped on the ground.
I think I passed it, you know.
Huh? Well, anyway, we'll see. We got the grades anyway. So whether you find the paper or not, we got your grades.
Yes.
And if y'all haven't asked me to apply your extra points to your grades, I suggest y'all do it in mass right now. Apply the extra credit just in case you might need the extra credit.
Because
you get extra credit for being on the devotions in the morning. You get extra credit for coming to the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I was wondering.
Get extra credit. Anyway, so did I hear somebody say apply extra credit to your grade? Anybody
yeah,
say that?
I was wondering
yeah,
about
okay.
The
okay, I heard you heard. Anybody else?
Her had a question.
Oh, yeah, the question. Okay.
I was just saying, for the morning devotion, how does that work as far as extra
how many
credit?
Points? You actually get one point every time you're on there. So
okay.
If you're on there 5 days a week or 7 days a week, you get 7 points.
Okay.
So if you've been on there since we started the class, every time you were on there, you got a point.
Thank you.
Every time you come to service, you get a point.
Okay.
And that adds up. It all adds up.
Because,
for instance, those points and the 20 that were given to you because the syllabus was given late, that adds up. So if your paper was worth, say, a C, those 20 points or more will take it up to a B and possibly an A, depending on how many extra points you got.
Yes.
Hey.
All right.
Man.
And some of you folks think you did bad, you might have done good. So all of you, do all of you want us to add the points to your grades?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody say yes. Okay. Because you got to say that, because if you don't, I'm just going to keep them in abeyance. But since you all said that,
we won't.
Okay, I got you covered.
Thank you.
All right, Pastor.
Thank you.
Pastor.
Yes,
Pastor.
Is that Minister Linda?
Yeah, is there any way I can give my points to someone?
No. They're your points.
Okay. They're my points. Okay, not a problem. Give me my points then. Okay, not a problem.
You're your point.
Right. Thank you. Okay, not a problem.
All right,
not a problem.
I said that real fast. I didn't mean to say it that fast. But this is your paper, your final, your grade. I can't give somebody else your grade. That's your points that you earned, either because of omission or commission. You got extra points for one reason or the other, or you got points because of omission. You didn't get the syllabus in a good time, but it's your points.
All right.
I shared that better than I said it. Jumped out and said, no, it's your points.
Thank you so much.
I just checked my last four to Pastor Peaches.
All right. Praise the Lord. So all of you, if y'all want your grades, posted on Sunday, you got to text your last four numbers of your social, and that's what we will use in the class anyway to keep a track. You want to have your name, we'll have the last four of your social, and you will get grades for three classes, not just one. Isn't that wonderful? Unless the grades are all bad, then that three times bad is still No, that's worse. Three times bad is bad. No, but nobody's got bad grades here. Yes, indeed.
Yay.
Yes, it's Angie.
I didn't say yay.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to share this. In the new class that starts October 4th, it's going to be 9 weeks, not six. And everything must be turned in by the ninth week. There will be no grace period because I've incorporated grace periods in the 9 weeks. So you could set your own little limits and whatever stuff, but you will know about a term paper from the first week. And if you want to start on your term paper, you can and finish it. That's up to you, you know. And I tell you, the sooner the better. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, if you would dismiss us and pray. First of all, I say in 25 words, as you know, but most people say in five. So have I made myself clear? Are all minds clear right now? No question.
No question. Linda, no.
Okay, no questions. Now, don't y'all call me later and ask me some questions because I didn't get my rest today like I usually get before class. So I might be asleep. But anyway, so this is the time. If you got any questions, anything that's kind of struggling your mind. And again, to emphasize, anything that you have that you want to turn in, if you even want to redo your paper, you can do it and turn it in by 6 p.m. on Saturday. And we thank one of your students for even asking that question, and I had to take it into advisement. And the advice I gave was give them mercy.
All right.
And so that y'all have got mercy on top of mercy and grace upon grace. So, but the final clock ticking is 6 p.m. Eastern Savings Time. I got to make that clear because we got some legalists that might say, well, it's not 6 o'clock Central Time yet or whatever. Whatever the other time zones are, we're going to be in our zone, which is the Eastern Savings Time. And,
good.
All right.
Reverend Harris speaking, man. Reverend,
yes.
The register started already for the next class, and you have up until when?
The end of September. In other words, we take no registration in October. It has to be in September. So what that means is that you can put a down payment on the cost of the class and then keep paying until you paid it in full. It's not much, but what you get in return is going to bless you. Because I think one of the sisters, I had to get about four or five people to carry the bag. That's it. No, I'm only joking. But anyway, we have a whole lot of stuff in your bag that we give you. So maybe one day it may be a lot more, so the church can grow financially. But we want you to grow spiritually. Finance gonna take care of itself. We want folks to grow spiritually. Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
Yes.
I just shared
with
you. Amen. I shared with
bag,
you one thing that Pastor Peter, I'm going to give it to you. I know one brother that has a school, and his is one day a week, and his cost is $20 a week. So
uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
God didn't lead me that way. Because I want y'all to have the information, and God will take care of the rest. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's all right.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the word that's gone out tonight. Father God, we thank you for every person that was in on the call.
And we thank you, Lord God, for giving us another opportunity to learn how your word, how to break it down and how to share it and how to do things in excellence. And we ask you to bless the pastor, bless everyone who's on the call, Father God, bless our understanding, bless us to be able to hold on to everything that was spoken. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be able to take notes and hold on to them and be able to comprehend everything. And we just thank you, Lord God, for fun. And we thank you, Lord God, for being able to learn more of your word. And we thank you, Lord God, for just opportunities, Lord God, to sit at your feet and learn of you. And so that we can share with others and bring other people to Christ. Lord God, your word said, if you will be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. And we thank you, Lord God, for helping us to be able to learn the word and absorb the word and comprehend it so we can tell others about the word. Lord God, so that not just we can grow, but we can help somebody else. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless everybody to have sweet sleep tonight. In the name of Jesus, bless them. In the name of Jesus, bless their households, bless their families, bless the rest of their evening. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Allow us to be able to come back, Lord God, together. Your appointed time, Lord God, like tomorrow night for midweek service. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And everyone, Lord God, that has a desire to be present for the next semester, we ask you, Lord God, to give them the finances and let it not be a burden. Lord God, bless them with the finances, be able to pay for their class. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Y'all be blessed of the Lord. I just want to let y'all know one thing, y'all.
Power on.
Listen to this.
Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. And I love you the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you.
Bless you. Oh, the Lord.
With long life.
Yes, I bless you.
With health and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon
you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
The blessings of God.
Bobby and your family and his on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them. Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love.
Access code 759849. Access code 759849.